So much love and blessings. So how do you manifest when you're busy? How do we do these practices when there's so much going on, all these things to do? How can we make the time? I'm going to share with you some methods you can use in an ideal day when everything's going great, and also in a day when you're running around and everything is crazy. And to begin, let's just start with thinking of one thing. What is one thing you would love to manifest in your life? Just think of something that will bring you so much joy. Let's just take a nice deep breath. Imagine that you've already attained that. Imagine how it would look, how it would feel when you are in that experience. Imagine you have a magic wand and you can wave the wand, and all of a sudden you're now living in the experience of that which you desire. And notice how good it feels. Notice how you smile. Just tune into the vibrations. Notice what is better and different in your life. And let's just take a nice deep breath. Just breathe in the good feeling. And as you breathe out, send the vibration through your whole body and out into the world around you. And allow yourself to smile, that wonderful smile, because it releases good vibrations, bliss chemicals in your body. And let's just take another couple of breaths and just let go and just feel that you've already attained everything. Yes. So that only took about a minute, didn't it, just then, right? And the more we practice these things generally, the more you do it over and over, you can come into the good feeling quicker and quicker and quicker. So let's look into the average day, because I want to just be really honest with you. I work with loads of people. I work with high-end clients. I work with millionaires. I work with a billionaire. I've worked with people creating spiritual life coaching companies and entrepreneurs. And it's always the same problem with everybody. Doing the practice, right? I still have the same, I have the same issue that everyone else does, right? We run around, we get things done. When are we going to do these practices? Because the more we do them, the better we feel, the more we are aligned with it energetically, the more we enjoy life, and the more we attract things to us, and the more we can take action in a powerful way. The less we do these spiritual practices, these manifestation practices, that means we're going to be in a lower vibration, and we might be actually causing ourselves unnecessary problems. Because you have to think about your life in terms of vibrations and energy. If a certain energetic, a certain frequency leads to what you want, and a different energy leads to something you don't want, then we really don't want to be spending much of our time or any of our time in those lower vibrations. So the issue again and again, the wonderful challenge, the wonderful mission we have is to come back again to the good feelings, to the vision, writing it down, feeling it, speaking it out loud, coming into that feeling. So when is the magic word? Not if, but when. And I'll share a little story. When I was working full time many, many years ago, I think it must have been 2004 or something like that, I had just finished college and I needed to get a job. So I had this job in a English exam marking situation. It was actually a very strange situation. started at 9, ended at 5. It was in this weird room with no windows, and we sat on these uncomfortable chairs and we had to mark these multiple choice question exams. This is in Cambridge University. And it was boring, tedious, awful work. I mean, that job actually inspired me to create the life that I have now. So I'm very grateful for how awful it was. It really was very useful because it was a vibration I didn't want. So I'm sitting there in this terrible exam room. It's all stuffy. There's no windows. And going through this monotonous task of marking these exams. It was so boring. And I'd never worked an 8-hour shift before. And I was feeling awful. So I thought, what can I do to make this more fun? How can I do my practices when I'm stuck in this terrible job? So what I decided to do is, in between each question, and there was a lot of questions, I would stop for a moment. I would go up into this experience that I'd already attained everything. I imagined going into a world of light where I was completely free, and I imagined having attained everything I want just for a second. And then I came back and marked the next question, and then in my mind I flew up and felt I'd attained everything. It was like a meditation practice. Then I came back again, marked the next question, then I went up again, and I was amazed. I left the session on that day feeling like I had had the most powerful meditation. I felt like I was literally like flying, like I was walking on air. It was absolutely incredible. I felt so charged. So I did an 8-hour job, but I came out like super charged because I went beyond and felt that vibration and then came back again and again and again and again whilst I was busy, 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 busy. So the funny thing is that when we take advantage of these little moments during our day, just to come into that feeling, just for a moment, just to let it go, just to experience that, even to write it down, just to remember it. Yeah, you're recharging, you're resetting everything, you're coming back into that feeling. So even if you're busy, aim for these little magic moments as much as you can, and what will happen is that it will stretch time, it will change your feeling state, it will create time, and even if you're busy, you're going to feel like you are light, like you've attained, that you really are in that feeling state, and then you're going to go to sleep with a beautiful big smile on your face, and wake up to another wonderful day. So the issue again and again, the wonderful challenge, the wonderful mission we have is to come back again to the good feelings, to the vision, writing it down, feeling it, speaking it out loud, coming into that feeling. So when is the magic word? Not if, but when. So I'll go through the ideal situation. This is in a perfect day, and I have days like this where I actually follow it, and some days I can't. But the more we do this, the better it is. The most powerful time to practice manifestation is as soon as you wake up and as you're falling asleep, because there's a magic window where your subconscious is open when you're half asleep and half awake. So as soon as you wake up, the first thoughts you have in your mind in the morning are extremely powerful, go straight into your subconscious. So it's really good to write down everything you want, have it next to your bed so you know what it is. And if you forget, you can pick up a piece of paper and you can read it and just go into that feeling immediately upon waking up, because it sets the tone for your day. Even if we have a busy day, we can definitely take a few moments, that first 5 minutes, to come into that vibration. If you do a meditation practice of some kind, it's good to do the practice and then end it with a visualization with manifestation. So once you're in the zone, then you can really hold that vision. Speak out loud what you want, feel it. You can reread it. You can rewrite it. You can see your vision board or your vision movie and just enjoy it. And remember, feeling that you've attained everything is actually what you want, right? And then getting the stuff is extra bonus on the end. So first thing in the morning with your meditation practice, you can also do it during the day at little points during the day where you have a moment to break. Maybe you're having a cup of tea, you know, you're going for a walk, you're in between tasks. You can just put everything away, put the phone down, put everything away. And just remember what you want, or just rewrite it. And in an ideal day, you have lots of these moments. And then in the evening, before you go to sleep, really go into that feeling, really come into the vibration that you've already attained everything. So you completely relax. There's no anxiety. There's only good feelings. You completely let go. And then fall asleep in that state. And that's going to affect your dreams. It's going to affect your subconscious. And it's going to help you wake up feeling better as well, so you can get into the practice in the morning. So that's an ideal day, right? These different practices, nice chunk in the morning, nice chunk in the evening, and then wherever you can during the day. Now, let's say you're busy. Busy, busy, busy. Too many things going on, running around. Happens to all of us. What to do then? The key thing, if you're busy, is to commit to just doing 1 minute practices. 1 minute, or even 30 seconds. If part of you says, I haven't got a minute, then you've got to really look at that. But even if you think that, you could say, okay, how can I do 30 seconds? You can even put it on your phone, a timer. I'm just going to think about what I want, write down what I want, press the timer, and just speak it out loud, write it down. I am now feeling this. I'm now experiencing these wonderful things. Allow yourself to smile. Breathe. You can even ask, how would I feel if I had attained this thing I want? Take a few deep breaths. Let it go. And then get on with what you're doing. So if you're really busy, make it 30 seconds or 1 minute. And everyone has a different thing that works better for them. Some people like speaking it out loud because it grounds it in. Some people like writing it down. Some people prefer just imagining it in their mind. Some people like watching their vision movie. Some people like looking at their vision board. There's all these different methods, and we talk about this in different sessions. But pick whichever one you like the most and just do it for 1 minute, 30 seconds or 60 seconds. You can smile while you do it, and it changes your physiology. And even if you don't go into this deep experience in that 1 minute, it doesn't matter. You're still moving in the right direction. You're still reprogramming yourself. And then you can think, okay, when am I going to have another minute? Because we always have a minute in our day. There's all these tiny little moments. Life is full of now, 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 now. And there are these gaps in between things. So tune into this. When can you practice these magic moments with ease and grace? It's fun and games. So try it out. Try it out for a week. Try it out starting with a day and starting with 1 moment. So thank you so much for your wonderful presence. It's always a joy connecting with you. If you like these podcasts, then make sure you subscribe. And it's my joy to connect more. And if you have any questions or you would like any suggestions or any ideas, go ahead and leave a review with your question, and I'll be very happy to create a session based on that or answer whatever it is that you need. So let's just take one moment now to feel, just think about and feel the vibration that you want, what it is that you wish to create. Think of something that brings you joy. Imagine you've already come into that experience. Feel how it feels, see what's different, experience as if it's already happening now. That wonderful experience is happening right now. Smiling, enjoying, sending the vibration all around you. Imagine a life where you have countless magic moments of this feeling again and again and again throughout your day. Wishing you every success. May all wonderful things, beautiful things come your way. Sending you lots of love and many, many blessings. Talk to you soon.